A small investment for a really big return. The aged care sector, which is struggling to deal with COVID outbreaks, has been urged to fund comprehensive training in infection control for all staff. It follows the findings of an expert review into 17 deaths at Newmarch House in Sydney, which found inconsistent advice about infection control, combined with a number of other problems, contributed to the outbreak. Annie Guest reports.
The tragic failures in aged care during this pandemic have been well documented. So it's perhaps surprising that since April, only 47 nurses working in the sector have completed some tailored training being offered by the Australasian College of Infection Prevention and Control. Its president is Associate Professor Philip Russo.
It's really important now. It covers a lot of the basics of infection prevention and control, and also, you know, hopefully lots of lessons for people who attend to take back to their facilities and teach others. It's not just about COVID, but it covers the whole of what should be known and what should be practiced with regards to infection prevention in these facilities.
One of Australia's earliest coronavirus outbreaks was at the Newmarch Centre in Western Sydney. Only yesterday, a report into the 17 deaths at the facility noted highly variable and often suboptimal understanding of infection control, not only among care workers, but also administrators and regulators. Nurse Jackie Miley runs the 20-hour online training course on offer from the College of Infection Prevention, and she says it covers all the procedures that are needed right now.
We have microbiology, immunology, and the principles of infection prevention and control themselves. Management of the environment, the management of invasive devices, hygiene, and aseptic technique. The management of outbreaks, resistant organisms, and how to manage those. Governance and leadership.
The Federal Health Department offers online training too and says more than 161,000 aged care workers have done its course. The president of the College of Infection Prevention, Philip Russo, is also the deputy chair of the expert group advising the chief health officers.
We are aware that there's a number of different courses around, but I guess what we can say about this course is that it has been put together by people who are experts in this area, and we work in this space every day.
The college estimates another 100 nurses will have done its training by October, and it's urging the aged care industry to give more staff the time and the money to do the $500 course.
We would be very happy for industry to pay for that. Then I think it would be really, it's a very small investment for a big return.
The body, which represents the majority of providers, Leading Age Services Australia, says it met with the college late last week to discuss cooperation on COVID-19 protection. The Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission says providers must ensure staff have appropriate training and that it's published online learning modules for providers and their staff to reinforce the training.
Annie Guest reporting there.